It's 3 o'clock in the morning and 86-year-old Rolly Lennox is packing up his van and heading off to work. There's a 2.5 hour drive ahead of him from his home in the Noosa hinterland in southeast Queensland all the way down to the Brisbane markets. Hello, I'm Jennifer Nichols. It's a trip Rolly has made every fortnight for the last 70-odd years to buy fresh fruit and vegetables for his home delivery business. He started as a teenager, hawking homegrown produce around the area, learning his work ethic and trade as one of four children helping out on the family's dairy and market farm. Over the years, he's travelled millions of kilometres and made lots of friends along the way. But now it's time to give it away. Rolly Lennox is about to make his last delivery run.
Grandfather, on Mum's side, he used to grow veggies and take them to Pomona and sell them, and horse and cart. And Pop used to grow them and take them to Tawantin and sell them, horse and cart. All out this side of Brisbane, and they used to grow early pumpkins on red soil. There was pumpkin patches everywhere around, and now it's nothing but houses.
When he started, Brisbane's markets were based in Roma Street. There were no workplace health and safety laws banning bare feet or cigarettes. Forklifts and pallets didn't exist. Produce was moved one box at a time. Fast forward to 2018, and Rolly's arriving at a vastly different operation in Rocklea. Brisbane Markets Limited covers 77 hectares, processing 600,000 tonnes of produce from 7,000 growers. Amongst the 4,000 people doing business here today, Rolly's a rarity, not just for his age, but his independent home delivery service. Customers became friends.
Hi, Mrs. Berry.
It's hard to beat this for service.
I'll help you down with this.
Rolly's been delivering to Helen Berry since 1951.
For 67 years he's been serving me vegetables every 2 weeks. I think it's a pretty good record, isn't it?
Yeah.
Those oranges didn't look too bad either.
He was a huge help when she was a busy working mum with five children. Now he's a welcome visitor. Rolly's delivered for three generations of the 91-year-old's family.
It's been a really big help for Mum because, you know, getting older, it's hard for her to get around. So that side's going to be really missed, him not delivering. And, yeah, very good company for Mum.
There you are. I think you're right there now.
Keeping up with this vital 86-year-old had us on the run. Rolly delivers to 70 customers over 3 days every fortnight. But he doesn't know their addresses or street names, just the people and how to get there.
How do you do it all without a mobile phone, Rolly?
Well, when you haven't had one, and you never miss it. Never miss it. Same with the computers. I've got nothing to do with computers or any of that modern stuff. Yeah, well, I don't know whether you want honey today or not. I see you've got a bottle there. I think you want some honey.
Rolly's van is a grocery shop on wheels.
You want some sweet potatoes, do you?
Yeah, mate, yeah, just two.
Today's offerings include peaches, bananas, zucchinis, corn, potatoes and tasty sugar plums.
I'm going to miss you, Rolly, when you're not coming around, mate.
Yeah, I'm going to miss seeing you all too.
Rolly's been coming to our family before I was born. I'm 70 years of age and it's a shame that Rolly's finishing up. Yeah, but I understand that as you get older, you can't do things like you would like to do.
So, Rolly, are you calling this retirement?
No way. I'm only just stopping my fruit and veggies. We've got cattle and we've got bees.
They harvest, process and sell honey from 30 hives locally and to a commercial operator. But don't expect the men to suit up for the job.
Rolly, did anybody ever tell you that usually people wear protective gear when they're doing this?
Yeah, they do. But we haven't got any honey available.
It's hard for Rolly's customers to say goodbye.
You have been a huge asset to the community with your service and friendship. You are a wonderful man He deserves a well-earned cuppa. That's why she gave me the cuppa.
But no doubt he'll be dropping in. Rolly Lennox has strong views against too much time spent indoors and farmers retiring.
They get sick and tired of fishing. They come home, sit on the lounge chair watching the idiot box. They only last a few months and they're dead and 6 foot under after that. I'm going to keep going so I don't do that.